There was just a thing today about coming into work. I'm on the wrong side of this. You know, sometimes they say you're on the wrong side of history. And attitudes on this
To be there.
Yes. And apparently attitudes on this have really changed. The survey was, if you're sick, should you go into work? And now 86% of people say, absolutely not.
Stay your butt home.
Stay home if you're sick. Because here we're getting ready to go into the winter, which tends
flu season. Which, God, man, if I don't stop getting messages about my damn flu shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting them from pharmacies, from my doctor. They must know I'm high risk.
I haven't gotten.
Did you get your flu shot yet? But I picked up a prescription the other day, and the lady through the window is like,
"The drugstores are very aggressive right now,
and they'll give you a discount. You'd be like, hey, get a flu shot. Here's $10.
Yeah. Come on in, roll up your sleeve. No appointment.
Well, I generally get it. Mm-hmm. My wife turned me on that. I used to never get it. Then once I got married, she's like, you're getting a flu shot every year, usually in October. Well, it's about that time to go get the flu shot. But I haven't received a lot of email. In fact, none. No email or anything about
you. You're in a different algorithm at the moment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, but anyway, it said 86% of people say, I consider it selfish if you come into work while sick, but I consider it heroic. Get in there. Get it. I always say, go to work.
Well, let's face it. Now, obviously, we grew up in a different time. Unless you're in the retail world, or unless you're making coffee or food, or you know, you're behind a counter at a drugstore or a convenience store, a lot of work you can do from your house.
Well, yeah, it can be done.
Like my wife, 100%. If she needs to, she can work from her home.
Mm-hmm. But not this job. This job cannot. We're not set up from home. Yeah.
Well, that's just because of our technology limitations.
Correct.
One could. Plenty do.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. Sometimes in the afternoon, I watch Colin Cowherd for his sports takes. You know that.
Yeah, he's led you astray multiple times.
Many times. He's told me.
With your freezing cold takes.
Yeah. Some of my freezing.
Predictions and bad takes.
Lay at the feet of Colin Cowherd. I lost a dorm refrigerator once because.
That's right. Your son. Your son got you on that.
Yeah.
As the easiest college fridge he ever got.
Yeah. Cowherd said Trailblazers over Lakers. In the NBA playoffs 5-6 years ago. I bought it. I was like, well, yeah.
And the best part was they actually won game one of that series.
Exactly.
The Blazers.
Forget that because you were like, I own him.
Yep, I said it. And then the Lakers took 4 straight. And then all the other commentators were like, we don't expect this to last. Obviously, the Lakers have been. And I was like, what?
That wasn't the year they won the title, was it?
It was. But that's bubble title. That was bubble title. Over in the bubble. And I heard Cowherd. I watched him say, it's time for the Trailblazers. Obviously, they're going to beat the Lakers. And I thought, oh, I'm not only going to use it, I'm going to own my son. And instead, he got a dorm fridge, which he's still using to this day.
I bring my Blazer fridge.
Okay. Yesterday, I was watching Colin Cowherd in the afternoon, and he's got a little co-host across from him, and he revealed, I'm in Chicago, and the other guy's in Los Angeles. And I was like, what? Because it looked like they were in the same room. I was like, what?
I love how you're still flummoxed by this.
And he just offhandedly said, now that I live in Chicago most of the time. And I said, what are you talking about? Mm. That is ridiculous.
Is it?
You have to have a place to go.
Well, if they built me a studio in my home with the technology that some of the greats have, I think I could.
It's out there. It's expensive. But yeah,
that's the thing.
I know of a show who they actually built a home studio for the host, and that is where everyone
I know
goes
about 100.
Now.
I mean, yeah, when COVID happened, the big hosts on TV and radio said, build me a studio. They were like, oh, my God, we have to keep this show on. Build a studio. They did. And they never left it. You know, they were like, well, after COVID, and they're like, well, why am I going to come into work? I've got all this great equipment you built me right here. Here that we did it, I did have COVID. We did it from home, but it was not the same because we didn't have the right technology.
Yeah.
There was a delay. There was a lag. Mm-hmm. That was an issue. You know, I was laughing at jokes that Chris Tim had told 3 minutes earlier. Chris Tippett's like, you know, the funeral's being held for such and such celebrity today. But because...
That's terrible. Why are you laughing?
Oh, yeah.
He had said something.
Yeah, you were laughing at a Biggie joke.
Biggie had said something funny 3 minutes earlier, but I just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But what the audience heard was another celebrity down with COVID. That was my issue. Yes, I like having a place to go, and I don't like seeing people be apart when they do these kinds of things.
And I know you. If they did come to you and say, we're going to build a home studio for you, that's your nightmare.
You think?
The wife would always have you.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see it now. You'd be getting text during the commercial break, go to my room and get this. Go let this animal out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dog needs such and such.
It'd be your nightmare.
That'd be another thing. Mm-hmm. If we were on from my home, there'd be dogs barking in the background. Just like on podcasts. When I listen to Red Sox podcasts, half the time they start with, you know, well, we've got a big... You know, there's dogs.
Sorry.
Yeah. And it's like, can't you clear the dog? I've got two dogs that bark at each other now. So that would be me doing that today. And today is National Podcaster Day. In fact, it's International Podcaster Day.
That has to be relatively new.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a podcaster. I tried it for a time. Mm-hmm.
That's right. For about a year almost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
BB Shay and I did the square
one.
Yeah. And
Biggie did one for a time.
Yeah.
In fact, I was told, I attended a soccer game on Saturday night, and someone came up to me and said, I really miss the square and the round.
What?
That was a podcast done, critically acclaimed, done by myself and BB Shay. I was.
Yeah.
Are we on delay?
No, that was right
no,
in time.
That was actually, he timed that right.
Is there a delay?
No, we are to the
instant. That's accurate there.